Ezekiel chapter 44. Then he brought me back through the gate of the outer sanctuary, which faces east, and it was shut. And the Lord said to me, This gate will be shut. It shall not be opened, and no man shall enter by it, for the Lord God of Israel enters by it, so it shall be shut. But as for the prince, it is the prince who will sit in it to eat bread before the Lord. He will come in through the portico of the gate, and he will go out through it. Then he brought me through the northern gate to the front of the house, and I looked, and I saw that the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord, and I fell face down. Then the Lord said to me, Son of Adam, take note, and see with your eyes, and hear with your ears, everything that I am saying to you concerning all the statutes of the house of the Lord, and its whole law, and take note of the entrance to the house, with all the exits of the sanctuary. And you shall say to the rebels, to the house of Israel, This is what my Lord the Lord says. You have committed more than enough abominations, O house of Israel, because you have brought foreigners in, uncircumcised in heart and uncircumcised in the flesh, for them to be in my sanctuary, profaning it, namely my house, when you offered my bread, fat, and blood. So they broke my covenant with all your abominations, and you have not kept the charge of my holy things, but you have put the keepers of my charge in my sanctuary for your own ends. This is what my Lord the Lord says, No foreigner, uncircumcised in heart or uncircumcised in the flesh, shall enter into my sanctuary, none of all the foreigners who are among the sons of Israel. But it is rather the Levites, who have become distant from me, with Israel going astray when they strayed from me, going after their idols. And they will bear their iniquity. But they will be ministering in my sanctuary, having been given charge of the gates of the house, and serving the house. They will slaughter the burnt offering and the sacrifice for the people, and they will stand before them, to minister to them, because they ministered to them before their idols. And they were an iniquitous stumbling block to the house of Israel. Which is why I have raised my hand against them, says the Lord, the Lord, and they will bear their iniquity. But they shall not come near to me to officiate as a priest to me, nor to come near to any of my holy things in the Holy of Holies, and they will bear their shame and their abominations which they have committed. But I will appoint them as keepers of the charge of the house in all its operations, and in everything that is done in it. But the Levite priests who are the sons of Zadok, who kept the charge of my sanctuary when the sons of Israel strayed from me, will come near to me to serve me. And they will stand before me to offer fat and blood to me, says the Lord, the Lord. They shall come into my sanctuary, and they shall come near to my table to serve me, and they will keep my charge. And it will come to pass, when they come to the gates of the inner court, that they will wear linen clothes. And no wool will come on them when they minister at the gates of the inner court and inside. They shall have linen turbans on their heads, and they shall have linen trousers around their waist. They shall not gird themselves with anything causing sweat. And when they go out to the outer court to where the people are, they shall take off the clothes in which they minister, and put them in the holy annexes. And they shall wear different clothes, and they shall not sanctify the people in their ordinary clothes. And they shall not shave their heads, but they shall not let the locks of their hair hang down. They shall certainly trim the hair on their heads. And no priest shall drink wine when they go into the inner court. And they shall not take a widow or a divorcee as their wives, but rather a virgin of the seed of the house of Israel. But they can take a widow who is a priest's widow. And they shall instruct my people in the difference between holy and profane, and they shall make known to them the difference between unclean and clean. And in a dispute they shall stand to judge according to my judicial pronouncements, and they shall judge the matter, and they shall keep my laws and my statutes in all my set times, and they shall sanctify my Sabbaths. No one shall go to a dead person, so becoming unclean, except that they may defile themselves for their father or for their mother, or for their son, or for their daughter, for their brother, or for their sister who does not have a husband. Then after his cleansing, they shall count out 7 days for him. Then on the day when he goes into the sanctuary, into the inner court to serve in the sanctuary, he shall make his sin offering, says the Lord, the Lord. And this will be their inheritance. I am their inheritance. And you will not give them any territory in Israel. I am their territory. And they shall eat the meal offering, and the sin offering, and the guilt offering. And every dedicated thing in Israel shall be theirs. And the first harvest of all first fruits of everything, and every heave offering, of everything from all your heave offerings, will be for the priests. And you will give the first batch of your dough to the priest, so as to cause a blessing to rest on your house. The priests shall not eat any carcass, or anything preyed on, of poultry or of cattle.